I got another popsicle.
Oh.
Okay, what are you doing? Are you stalling?
Yeah, I'm just kind of hanging out here on the map. You know.
Okay, why?
Oh, because my delightful co-host Felixa was off getting a popsicle.
Oh yeah.
Hello, welcome back, listeners.
Oh.
Pisa's just enjoying a popsicle, whereas I'm gonna come land in the Forest of Hope.
Huh? This popsicle is missing the red part.
What?
Oh, well. Yeah, I thought it had a red part, but it's all yellow and green.
Weird.
Mm. Oh, well.
So I'm gonna go back to the Forest of Hope. Instead of,
What? Why? Huh? Well, how is there so many parts in this area? What? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts. Speedrunners do them all in one day.
I hate speedrunners.
I mean, I like it.
I've seen the point of the video game.
It's fun to watch incredible feats be performed. And
it's sad.
I mean, I do get your point. It is a bit sad sometimes, yes.
It's all sad. They should all stop and just play the game normally. Just kidding.
No, you probably have a pretty good point. Alright. We're going to go land in the Forest of Hope. We could go check out... See, here's the thing. There's an optional boss in this game called the Gulix.
What?
Which I've never even seen. And I happen to know that it lives here at the impact site. But... So, that's all I know. I don't know how to get to it. What I'm now assuming is if I go right to the very end of the game, to like day 28 or something like that, and it's about to be game over for Olimar, and I go back to the impact site, you know, there will be the Gulix waiting for us. Because if we just go back there now, it won't be there.
So it's like the Dark Bestia in Final Fantasy X.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, is that a really difficult fight? Because I think the Gulix might not be that difficult.
It's like funny difficult.
Yeah. I mean, I got killed by some of those dark eons at the end of my Final Fantasy X playthrough.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sweet. Yeah, it's just like...
I just don't know what they're called.
Yeah, sweet. Those bug girls kept killing me. I love those bug girls, but they just kept on killing me.
The Magus sisters?
Probably. Let's go back to the impact site, just for fun.
Yeah, okay.
We might be wasting a day, but that's okay. If my theory is correct and the Gulix does only turn up in the dying days, in Olimar's dying days, and isn't present until then, which I don't know why I have that theory exactly, but, you know, the more days that we can spend, the better, because we won't be waiting around at the end. People who know about the Gulix know that I'm wrong, and they're shouting at their podcast players. Well, leave me alone, listeners.
Yeah, leave that alone.
All right, I'm going to get a bunch of yellows. And, okay, I just have to not care about what color the pellet posy is. Because if I sit here, then I'll just be wasting too much time. Because you can see they're cycling now. The pellet posies turn red, blue, and yellow.
What? What do you mean? They're not changing colors. Oh, what? They're changing colors.
Yeah.
Okay. That's... And it's determined by when you cut it down?
Yeah. They stay the color more that they were at when you cut them.
More of this... hard to control shit.
Yeah.
God. It's like this game doesn't want you to be perfect.
It's right.
It's like it's doing everything it can to stop you from trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
So stop speedrunning Pikmin.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't 100% pick them, please. It's against the rules.
I mean, I'm definitely going to get all the parts. I'm going to get all 30 parts.
You're allowed to do that. But don't try to be efficient doing it.
Okay, oh, this thing's actually quite hard to hit in Pikmin 1.
What's that?
It's a little beetle.
Is that the ghoul? It's the Ghoulix.
It's the Ghoulix. No, it's an iridescent flint beetle. I have to land Pikmin on its back to get, like, goodies. It's invulnerable from the sides. It's really just a big time-wasting thing. It wants me to die on this planet, so it's running around and having me waste time. And I've fallen for it, and now all my Pikmin are just distributed across the map doing dumb stuff, and I've got to call them all back. Yeah, so an iridescent flint beetle just popped out of the ground, and I wasted a bunch of time chasing it, and all I got was a single one red pellet. They're way better in Pikmin 2, when they'll give you ultra spicy or ultra bitter essences. Which are very cool to have. Very cool to have indeed. Okay, hey look. The instrument of our own destruction.
Oh my god, this, I just found out such a funny thing that's like impossible to translate into English. I'm not even gonna try.
Oh, okay. We lost a bunch of Pikmin to the ramp. I might just go get them back. Let's see. Dismiss. And then I'll just come here and relocate them. Oh, another flint beetle. I'm just going to ignore that one. I'm gathering yellow Pikmin with bomb rocks up here in the main wood arena. I'm going to split the teams up into normal Pikmin and bomb rock Pikmin and just pick up the bomb rock Pikmin. That's what I should have been doing all along. It was foolish of me to have wasted the lives of those two yellow Pikmin in the previous day. I'm going to use all these six bomb rock Pikmin, 1, 2, 3, to blow up this wall. I think it might take more than three. Nope. It is a three wall. Okay. Okay. So we got these assholes. Can I bomb them? Let's find out. These things. Get out of there. Yeah, I can bomb them. Okay, cool. So I'm fighting some clams. I'm about to kill this one clam. Oh no, Pikmin, you fool. Come here, give me a bomb. Thank you. I'm going to throw a bomb into the mouth of this clam.
That's mean.
Yellow. Okay, good. Alright, well, goddammit. With all my bombs, I didn't kill the clam. That means we're going to be risking Pikmin lives to get that sweet, sweet pearl. I believe those pearls are worth, if you can get them back to the onion, they're worth like 50 Pikmin each. But watch what you have to do to get them. Okay.
That's kind of cool. I like this.
We lost a Pikmin to the clam.
So to the podcast, oh, they're gonna die.
Nope, I got them. It's okay.
Oh, nice.
And they'll kill it on this next turn.
So there's a clam that opens and closes.
Oh
and
wait,
you gotta
it doesn't
throw
die.
Pikmin.
Run, Pikmin, run! Ooh, okay.
You gotta throw Pikmin in there to attack the pearl while it's open, but then it's closing. And you gotta get them out of there before it closes, so they're not gonna die.
Yeah. I'm gonna clear the path back down to the onion. And while they're doing that, I'm gonna go get a bunch of red Pikmin out so we can get that red pellet. You'll notice there's two more clams out in the water. And one of them has something more than just a pearl in its mouth. It has a part. So we'll need to come back here when we've got some blue Pikmin. Because yellows can't get to that. I'm ignoring that flint beetle. I'm going to get a whole bunch of reds out of the onion. Oops. And now we're going to go break down that wall and get the pearl and the 20 pellet. We could probably just carry the pearl back through this way. But, oh, okay, let me throw a bunch of Pikmin. Let me waste a bunch of time throwing Pikmin at this flint beetle. Oh, no, it dug itself away, saving me from that total waste of time. Okay, let's see what percentage of my Pikmin make it up the ramp.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why ramps are like the enemy.
Yeah. The Pikmin, like, group is too big to all fit up the ramp. There we go. We've knocked that down. Let's get red Pikmin on here. Which do you like, reds or yellows better, Pizza?
What do yellows do?
They fly further, like, up high in the air, but they're lighter. They're harder to fight with. But they can also carry red bomb rocks, which reds can't.
Red all the way.
Red all the way?
Red all the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red Pikmin are going to be claiming this pearl. There we are. Yellow Pikmin can get this, this 20 posy, this 20 pellet up here. I've just got enough.
I gotta place an order for more Fire Punch. What?
Yeah, more volumes of your manga.
Yes.
I'm just remembering that this 20 pellet that's up on this high ramp, you can get it with reds if you throw them against the wall hard enough. They can fly up there. I've done it before. I've made yet another Pikmin-related discovery. Just when I was about to exceed 100 Pikmin in the field, the onion stopped expelling seeds, yet the total number of Pikmin continued to climb. It seems that once there are 100 Pikmin in the field, subsequent seeds get stored inside the onion. Thus, no more than 100 Pikmin can be in the field at any one time in any area. So there you go. Oops. There we go. There we go. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom. So, when we come back here with blues to get that thing, there'll be something else here. There'll be a Mamuta here. I'm just setting that up because you'll see it and you'll go, oh, that's the Mamuta. And I go, yeah, that's the Mamuta. And you'll go, ah. All right. I actually should have been paying attention to... Yeah, we got 160... No, we got 159 Pikmin total. I should have been paying attention to how many there were when we landed. I think there was 77 when we landed. So we've increased the population significantly. Oh, now there's 179. Now that that yellow 20 arrived. Let's spend the dying minutes of this day. I don't know. Let's pick some Pikmin grass. And then also pick all of the pellet posies that are sitting around. And that's it. Oh! No nectar. Oh, hey. There's a little bridge we can build here. There's a little stick, which will go up to this little platform here. And the Pikmin like to climb it. Once it's done. Check this out.
Wow. It's sick.
It's one sick stick. I don't think Olimar can get up there. No. No, I can't get up there at all. How do I get the Pikmin to get the thing? I must be able to get up there, because there's more stuff up there. I must be able to get up there. What the heck? Wait! Oh, okay! Ha! Okay, okay. Okay, that makes sense. Listeners, there's an elevated sort of stump arena with some big, big pellets in it. Olimar can't get up to it, or at least I thought he couldn't, until I realized that there's a little geyser of water here hidden in the flowers, which he can ride up to the surface here. Oh no, let's see. Let's pick all these little ones. I'll get the big one. I should definitely make sure that this yellow is getting that one. Let's see if I can do this quickly, because we're running out of time. Oh, god damn it! What a waste. You're right, Pizza. This game sucks.
Right? I mean, it doesn't suck. It's just, like, not for me.
I never used to think it was for me, but it actually is very much for me. But yeah, I just dismissed the Pikmin party that was following me. And when you dismiss the party, they're not following Olimar anymore, but they distribute themselves into different colors. They'll have like a little red group and a little yellow group. I did that so that I could specifically just say, I want all the yellows, so I could put them on the 10 pellet. But I dismissed the squad. The yellows went to the left and the reds went to the right and the reds went right on the 10 pillar and the reds started carrying it back. I had to shout at them to stop. Okay, that's just about it. Get all these ones too. Oh, some nectar. Oh, they all drunk all the nectar. Okay, let's see. I think there's a shortcut to make sure everyone's back, because there's now little Pikmin like dotted around the place and they're all going to die if I can't find them all. So, I guess, yeah, in future Pikmin games I should be able to call them all back by going to the onion. I mean the ship, the dolphin. But it looks like I can't do that. Okay, so I've just got to do a panicked little look around. Oh, this is actually stressful. Okay, let me put all the reds back in. So I've got no reds. Put all the yellows back in. And then look around to see what I can see. Who's left out. See who I can rescue. Where is everybody? Okay, there's a little group of them here. Oh, all of these fuckers who fell off the goddamn ramp, Pizza.
Oh my god, hang on, hang on.
6 out of 6. Okay, we've got everyone. Whew. Okay. That was close. I will never leave a Pikmin behind.
Well, I thought you said you changed, and you are.
I mean, I haven't changed that much. I'm never going to leave a Pikmin behind. I don't care about the Pikmin population as far as getting all of the pellet posies and the bodies back to the onions goes. I'll leave stuff around, but I'm not going to have them left behind at the end of the day. 3 days since impact. I now add yellow Pikmin to my list of discoveries. These creatures can wield bomb rocks, so perhaps I can use them to blast down rock walls and open up new regions. Red and yellow Pikmin, as well as bomb rock carriers, break into squads when dismissed with X or when I grab one for a moment by holding A. Lost in battle, 1 to that clam. Sprouted, 144 today. That's pretty good. And now we've got a total of 165 reds and 55 yellows. I tell you what, Pizza.
What?
Last episode we did day 1 and 2. This episode, let's do day 3 and 4. So that was day 3. Let's do day 4.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. Me too. All right. So we didn't get any parts that day. That's no good. That means we'll have to work double hard at the Forest of Hope. Shall I do a special little trick? Yeah, sure. I'm going to do a special little trick. Let's see if I can make it work. It might be the kind of trick which works on the Wii, but doesn't work on the GameCube, like breaking down that wall early. Let me just get
what
out
trick
a,
might that be?
Just get a bunch of reds. Just going to get 100 reds. I don't need 100, actually. I'm going to have to break this into a smaller squad. But I want 100. Cool. I'm going to take him over here. Now, there's a little bit of a... There's a pool here. Olimar in his spacesuit can just walk through the water. There's some little wally poles or whatever they're called. Tadpoles here in the water. But then there is, let's see. There's a pair of bridges which need to be built by the Pikmin. I think I can have the Pikmin, yeah, on this side, build this bridge. They should do that super duper quick, because there's 100 of them. Oh, I've got a frog in my throat. Pizza, my throat's sore.
Ah, you gotta clear your throat.
Ah, oh, pardon me. I pointed
That's
my little...
That's your pardon.
Thank you.
It's your pardon.
Thank you. I'm on the tail end, you know. I can't... I'm not 100% symptom free just yet.
All right, you were sick too, yeah.
I was.
Yeah, well, just get well.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to take a bunch of Pikmin with me across the bridge, but I can't go any further. Don't kill them! Oh, for God's sake! Ah.
Wait, who's getting killed?
The Pikmin just destroyed the saplings of the pellet posies before they were fully grown.
Oh, no.
So they can't get, thingos. Alright, so there's a part over there, but I can't get to it without blue Pikmin. Unless I just chuck all the Pikmin in the water here. The Pikmin are now drowning. But I should be able to have them struggle over to the landing here. In time. Hey, get up here. Oh no, they're all just dying. Okay. Alright.
No.
Well, they all just died except for one. Get up here. Oof, oh no, that one
which
is
drowning currently.
Okay, so that didn't work. Hang on, let me get another 8 Pikmin. I think I can make sure. This work.
Yeah, I'm ordering like 6 mangas in the meantime.
Okay,
I
10 Pikmin.
I hope that arrives soon. I need those.
Yeah.
Dan's trying again. The
I'm
drowning trick.
Again.
We're calling it the drowning trick because all it does is drown all your Pikmin.
Wow.
They're currently struggling. Yeah, they drowned. All of them drowned. Now there's one. One Pikmin made it over and didn't drown.
Okay, that's good enough. We can build this bridge with one Pikmin.
Sure.
Okay, we're just gonna leave that guy. At the end of the day, we'll come back here and he'll have built the bridge. And we'll call it a
success.
That's
awesome. Yeah. You should play Frostpunk, for fuck's sake.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard a podcast about Frostpunk.
Because there's a lot of people dying constantly in that game.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to chuck a bunch of Pikmin up here. We're going to get some parts that are up here. There's,
How's that going to work? Oh, you're going to get up there.
Oh, there's a way. Stop it.
Wait, how are they doing
the pellet? Hey, stop it. Stop it. They've just decided to do it on their own because they're a bunch of idiots.
What? That's how... How can you play a video game where the only thing you're controlling are individuals that do whatever the fuck they want?
They mostly do what I tell them. Okay,
mostly
that's enough.
Isn't good enough.
I'm just gonna leave them there. Oh! Oh! Thingy wisps. Well, good. I'll just let them do their thing. Alright, so Olimar's gonna walk over here and take a little shortcut. Oh my god! Jesus Christ! Stop it, people! Please! Why did you do that? There's no reason to have done that. They're not in my goddamn party. They just jumped in the water, Pizza. Okay, hey, look. There's a big part. It's the shock absorber. This apparatus counteracts the shaking and swaying that normally occurs during flights. It's smooth sailing with this in place, usually. Alright, but there's a sleeping bulb orb in the way. But we've got a squad of 64 Pikmin. I'm gonna see. I think I should be able to kill this thing by charging instead of throwing. It's quicker. Go, 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 go. Got it. See? That's how it should be. None of that chomping and dying. There's another part down there, but getting it is folly at the moment. Because I haven't unblocked the path yet. So I'm just going to leave it. Okay. 47 red Pikmin are bringing the shock absorber back to the dolphin. The rest can bring this bulb orb, just for fun. You guys over there. I've forgotten what these are called. Something wisps? Candy wisps?
I don't know.
There we are. Got them.
They're weird.
Yeah, they're weird. Okay, one bulb Pikmin, or one bud Pikmin, just flowered itself with that whole load of... How's our one drowning red Pikmin going? I can't see it. Hey, but we got the shock absorber. Shock absorber. This nifty little device counteracts the shaking and swaying experienced in typical space flight. Two more parts and then we can move on to somewhere else. Alright, let's get another part.
What food can I make for my vegetarian girlfriend?
Oh, that's a great question. Vegetarian and not vegan?
Yes. She does eat salmon.
Salmon? Oh, she's a pescatarian. Yeah.
What's that?
Someone who eats fish as well as not other meats.
Oh, isn't that what a vegetarian is?
Vegetarian. I think you have to, like, if you're a vegetarian and you eat fish, then you're a pescatarian.
Okay. I have learned something right now. But we already had salmon yesterday, so that's probably shouldn't have it again.
If she says she's a vegetarian and she eats fish, then yeah, she's a vegetarian because she said so.
Hmm.
I wouldn't go saying...
Yeah, I'm not going to tell her what she is.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm a vegetarian and I don't eat fish.
Uh-huh.
So what
You're
should you cook?
You're a pescatarian then. Yeah, what should I cook?
I mean, I love soup. I love pasta. I love
pasta. Yes.
It's pasta
yes.
with like roasted broccoli.
What about like mushrooms?
Yeah, mushrooms are all right. Curry. I like a Japanese curry. One of those, you know, Java curry sauce curries. Okay. There's another part over there. There's some bulb orbs. There's some things that live underground, which are going to pop up at some stage. I forget if they're here or if they're further on. Oh, no, they're here. These are shear grubs. There's a female and male shear grub. They're actually... Oh, my God. Kill this thing. Get it, get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Ah, come back, come back. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Come back. Run away, run away. Those little purple shear grubs that have just popped up, they can really chomp your Pikmin. I'm going to try and kill it. There. Oh! It got one. Okay, no, let's just kill everything. Everything is, like, just getting in the way. Alright, they've stopped. Okay. I'm going to throw some Pikmin up here. I need 20. I think I have 20 yellows. I might even be able to throw reds up there. Oh, easily. Yeah, we get it. So, this is good. We get two parts. I've made yet another Pikmin-related discovery. Just when I was about to exceed 100 Pikmin in the field... No, I've already made this discovery. Olimar? Terrible. Oh, it's my whimsical radar. With this, I'll be able to see the nearby ship parts in a single glance. I just press the Y button to check it. This find fills me with great hope. Okay, while that's happening... Oh, no, don't go that way. Oh, they're going to go a crazy way to take this back. So I actually have to clear out this area. Wish I could throw faster. Oop. Death. Maybe they're not going to take it a crazy way. Let's see. No, yeah, they're taking it in a good normal way. That's good. Okay. While they're doing that, I'm going to get some more bombs. I'm going to see if I can blow down that wall. In time for the end of the day. There's an old discarded tin can over... Why are you back in my squad? What the hell is wrong with you? Just stay over there, please. Okay, got 14 yellows. I'm going to pick up a bunch of bomb rocks. I'm going to blow up a wall.
Blow up a wall!
Yeah.
That's the one thing I said in like 10 minutes.
Thanks, pizza. That's right, it's just me playing Pikmin.
Yeah, and me screaming occasionally to blow up walls.
You notice what's following me?
Your shadow.
The one Pikmin with a flower is right on my heels. All the others can't keep up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm losing daylight. I can't stop to point stuff like that out.
I'm also losing daylight.
Oh, I mean, my real life daylight's long gone. Ah! I'm right in the middle of throwing a bomb, Pikmin. Don't do this. Hey, we got the radar.
Nice.
Whimsical radar. You read this.
Whimsical. Whimsical radar. This important part can detect the locations of the other missing parts. The radar will be added to my monitor, which I can press Y to view. C zooms in and out. This will surely help me in my research for the remaining parts.
It was a tutorial one that I gave you.
God damn it. I've been tricked.
Yeah. I can find just one more part. I can find it right now. Come back. Come here,
bombs. Tomatoes, garlic, onion, noodles, oregano... 1 liter of soup? What are you talking about?
1 liter of soup.
What's one... What soup? Huh? What is this recipe? Fuck this. Give me a pasta that's, like, delicious. Oh, like, no. Give me a... fuck's sake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Vegetarian.
I don't know.
Vegetarian lasagna.
Yeah. That's something you just buy, though. You can't make that, can you?
What are you talking about? I can't make that.
I've never made a lasagna.
What? I have a full-on cookbook that I write recipes inside of, and then I do them.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah. I'm a regular, like, lasagna maker. Don't worry.
I'm running out of time. And do you remember that one Pikmin I left building the thing?
Yeah, the bridge.
It's probably going to die, pizza.
Well, it should hurry the fuck up then, maybe, huh?
How many Pikmin do I need to get this? Oh, it's the extraordinary bolt. I bought this incredible bolt because the salesman told me of its extraordinary quality that is indiscernible to the average person. Exactly what makes it so extraordinary is a secret, but just look at it. Extraordinary! I need 30 fucking Pikmin. Ah, come back. I have that many. They can get it back in time. It's fine. Oh my god. This sucks. Look, see, I've got 30. Yeah.
Wow.
Wonder what all the other ones are doing. Okay, get the bolt and bring it back. All of you bring the bolt back. I need that bolt. That's great.
What are you talking about? You can't make lasagna. Do you not know how to make lasagna?
No, I've never made lasagna in my life. What do you need, of pasta?
Yeah, you need sheets of pasta. You make like a sauce with like everything in it in a pot.
Yeah.
Like vegetables and tomato sauce and shit.
Yeah.
And then you just have like your form, or however you would call that in English, right? Your metal thing.
Oh, yeah. Oven. Your baking tray or whatever.
Your baking tray. You put one layer of sauce, then you...
7 seconds left, pizza. Oh my god, get the hell away from me. Oh my god, why did you come with me, you pieces of shit? Where's our one person? He's not even started! He's gone.
What? He was doing that all... What are you talking about?
Oh my god.
Everybody's gonna die.
It's okay. These ones are safe. We lost one. We left one behind.
Okay, that's the one that was building the bridge.
That was building the bridge we left behind, yeah.
Yeah, well, they should have hurried the fuck up so they wouldn't have died then.
Anyway. Look what's gonna happen now.
Yeah. He's gonna get eaten. He, she, they, whoever. Person's gonna die.
There they are.
The red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dead. Sorry.
Got eaten by a bolt orb. Oh, god damn it.
Oh, 4 days since impact. The pigment that I did not bring back to the onion all vanished overnight. It may well be that they have fallen prey to the planet's nocturnal creatures. An ugly thought. Perhaps that is why they follow me into the atmosphere. I'm starting to grasp the cycles of life on this planet.
Alright, let's look at
Yes, whoever can't build bridges fast enough dies.
We lost 20 in battle today. How did that happen?
I don't know, I didn't pay attention.
No, when did we lose 20 in battle? That didn't happen.
Probably when I was looking.
What the hell? Oh my god.
So, to make lasagna... You just make a layer of sauce.
Whoa, and wait! I left three behind! Not just the bridge one, I left three behind! Oh.
Well, then it didn't die alone.
Great.
What? That makes it better. You put a sheet of noodle on top of the sauce. Then you put more sauce. Then you put another sheet. You put more sauce, you put a sheet. When you're done, the top layer has to be sauce and the bottom layer has to be sauce, otherwise those sheets won't get. You know. And then on top you just put a bunch of cheese and you're done. You put that in the oven and you're done. And I'm gonna do that in 2 hours from now.
Okay.
Are the sheets other part of town?
They're just dry pasta?
Yeah, they're just dry, yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you put any cheese in there?
I don't know. If cheese you put on it on top, it's like on every slice.
Yeah. Could be good to have some cheese. Know.
In the middle, it might like fuck with the integrity.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of like you're making like a layer cake.
Yeah, totally.
But just like a sloppy layer cake.
A sloppy layer cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, lasagna is sloppy. There's nothing you can do about that.
I don't really like lasagna, I'll be honest.
Come on. Everything that's like tomato with pasta is automatically a good food.
Yeah, I mean, I love pasta. I cooked pasta the other night. I cooked so much we had it 2 nights in a row.
That's always what happens when you make pasta.
Yeah. I got zucchinis and I roasted them.
Zucchinis.
I roasted them in the oven with just a bunch of salt, so they were okay. And oil.
Okay, roasted zucchinis might actually do it for me.
Yeah, they were fine. And then I got cabbage. I've run out of money this week. I haven't been working, so I don't have any money. So it's like zucchinis and cabbage.
That's no good.
And pasta. And the cabbage I chopped up, and some of it I could fit in the oven along with the zucchinis. But there was quite a few zucchinis in there. So the rest of the cabbage I chopped up and then I fried in a great big pot with some garlic. And then I added just two glass jars of whatever Dolmio pasta sauce I got from IGA. And then I cooked it for a bit. I added some diced tomatoes too. And then after everything was roasted, I just chucked it in with the sauce. And I also chucked in a bunch of cheese. And then I cooked a bunch of pasta. And I put the pasta in the bowl and I put the sauce on top with all the cabbage and the zucchini. It was really good.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Sounds like a good meal.
A good meal. Tonight I had... I'm trying to think, what do vegetarians eat? I'm like, what do vegetarians eat?
Yeah, what do they even eat? There's only vegetables. What do you even eat?
What do you even eat? Tonight I cooked vegetarian sausages. But
yeah, you imitate us as actual eaters.
That's right. Vegetarian sausages are so bad that you can only have them as hot dogs. You can't have them on their own, as their own thing. You have to have them in a bun with tons of mustard and fried onion, which is how I had it,
so
and
you don't
sriracha sauce.
Notice.
Yeah, you're mostly getting that onion. Any. Exactly. No kidding.
Oh, shit, I gotta do... Oh, God. Don't mind me.
No worries.
No.
The other thing that vegetarians eat a lot of is Dr. Oetker frozen pizzas.
All of them, yeah?
Yeah. They keep them in their freezer, and then they pop them in the oven, but with just a bunch of baby spinach and grated cheese on top, and sriracha sauce. Mm. And sometimes...
Right, you like...
If you're they're modifying. Fancy. Yeah, I love a modified frozen pizza.
You're doing mods to your pizza.
Yeah. Doing a modded eat-through of a pizza. Kalamata olives are real good. Baby spinach is real good. Cheese is real good. All three at once with sriracha sauce on top of a frozen pizza makes it really good. But your Alex might turn her nose up at that. So don't do that.
I don't know. She doesn't turn her up. She doesn't turn her nose up ever. Except... Well, all the things that I like.
Yeah. She's like, ugh, Terra Enigma. Ugh. Axe Race is way better.
Well, oh yeah, yesterday we went to like shop for... Just like, I was like, what about we eat fish sticks? She was like, yeah, okay. And then we had a big argument about French fries. Because I was like, they gotta be thin and long.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, they gotta be thick and like
soft,
not like soft, yeah, whatever. And yeah, lots of, but we managed to agree on a brand of French fries.
Sure. All good. Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
I like big, thick, soft ones.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
No, they gotta be crunchy.
Crunchy ones are fine. I've eaten the crunchy ones.
Everything has got to be crunchy always.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why soup sucks.
I love soup. That's the other thing I cook
soup
a lot of.
Soup isn't crunchy.
No, soup is not crunchy. I love soup.
Soup is like the opposite of crunchy.
I like a millier.
That's just a French word for like a milieu.
Yeah, milieu. Yeah. Like a milieu. Sorry, I like a hokkaidatte. Alright, well, see you later, listeners. Next time I won't leave any behind. Goodbye.
Nah, you will.
I can't believe, in that last day, I left a part halfway to the onion, because I just had to save those 50 Pikmin who were carrying it. If they had gotten that to the dolphin, then we would be going to a new place next episode. But because I didn't, we're returning.
I like that.
There's a whole bunch of areas in this place which I haven't explored. So maybe we'll get to see some of them. Or maybe it'll be just more frantic screaming at the Pikmin.
Uh-huh. I like that.
All right, well, tune in next Saturday night, pizza, for more of this recording session that we do regularly.
But it's Friday.
It's Saturday.
Oh my god, it's Saturday. Wait.
You're wrong about what day
it is. No way.
It's Saturday.
Wait. No way.
Yeah.
Saturday today?
It's Saturday today.
That doesn't make any sense.
That means that you don't need to... You should have cooked that, that asparagus, what's it called? Goddamn fucking...
Lasagna.
Yeah, yeah, Garfield ass pasta. Yeah, you should have cooked that 24 hours ago. No, 20...
What? No.
2 hours
ago. No, I'm right on time to do... I'm right on time to do lasagna.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I like, do you like halloumi cheese?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, halloumi is the cheese that you, I think it's Greek. You can stick it in a fry pan and you fry it and it gets all brown and chewy.
Oh, and it's cheese.
And it's cheese. Yeah, as a vegetarian, anything that you can chew on, you're like, oh, this is the best thing ever. Wait, I can chew on this? Oh, thank God. This is getting... Getting down to a part of my existence which isn't fulfilled. Oh, thank God. Halloumi cheese fried in a pan you can really chew on. It's good. Sometimes for dinner we'll have slices of halloumi on top of a salad.
That's why you're so into tofu, right?
I don't like tofu.
Yeah, but generally, like, you vegetarians?
Yes, us as a people.
Right.
No,
you love tofu, don't you? Alia.
Yeah. You've had tempeh?
Can't say I know what that is.
Tempeh is an Indonesian tofu-esque thing. But instead of, like, milling the beans, the soybeans, into a paste and that turning into tofu, they're fermented as whole beans. So it winds up being, imagine like a block of tofu that's just made out of like compressed beans. And then it's sliced, the fermented beans are sliced and then fried. And it's pretty good. It's not bad. Good idea. I'll do that too. Stop streaming. Stop recording. Stop virtual camera. Stop everything. Stop everything. Stop everything. Stop everything. Stop everything.